listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We are at the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and had the chance to sit down with some our students from Concordia International School in Shanghai, and so excited to have some time to talk with them. So let's go around the table and introduce the folks we're talking with right now. We're talking with Judy. Good morning, Judy.
I'm going to be a rising senior next year.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good.
I also play sports in our school. I play basketball and softball.
Very good. Very good. And how long have you been a student at Concordia International School?
I went to Concordia when I was a freshman, so like 3 years.
Oh, wow. So you've been there for a while. Yeah. What is your favorite thing about Concordia International School?
I feel like the teachers are really nice to the students. Like, we interact a lot. Like, during class discussions, we get to talk a lot about, like, different things and different subjects.
Very good. Very good. And we have Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, I'm Tim, and I'm a rising senior.
Excellent. And so how long have you been a student at Concordia International School?
3 years, since freshman year.
Same thing. Excellent. What's your favorite thing about Concordia International School, Shanghai?
Probably the rigor of the education and the opportunities given. I think going to like a public school in the U.S. is just not the same chances as Concordia.
What do you find, since you find the rigor most challenging or most interesting, what is it that's, what are you studying that you find very challenging?
Physics, math, calculus.
Very good. And who else do we have? We have Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Morning.
Thanks for... That's all right. Thanks for being here.
I am a rising sophomore, and I've actually been here since seventh grade, so it's going to be my fourth year.
Very good. Very good. And what do you love about Concordia International School in Shanghai?
What I really love is that it's just good for everybody. Like, whatever type of person you are, there's something for you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you love sports, there's a bunch of sports you can do. If you just love learning, there's a bunch of advanced courses. Or if you just suck at learning, you can be in the more normal ones.
What's your favorite thing at Concordia? What do you love studying?
I like humanities, but... then again, you normally like what you're good at.
With us, Chris Mizell is Family Life Counselor at Concordia International School, Shanghai. Chris, thanks so much for bringing a group over today.
Yeah, right on.
So you're at the LCMS National Youth Gathering. Brought a group of how many from Concordia International School?
Eight here, yeah.
Excellent. How long was the trip over?
Well, that flight from Shanghai, you know, is about 14 hours or so, you know, and so it's a pretty good one.
Excellent. What are you looking forward to most here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering with your group?
Well, it just is allowing this group to engage with spiritual growth and the real present God in a way that's a little more difficult in Shanghai, you know. We definitely do a lot of faith learning in Shanghai, but we have to do it in a way that respects our host country and things like that. And so being able to bring these guys here and just be able to fully immerse ourselves in faith experience is really worthwhile.
So you've been at the National Youth Gathering now, made it through the first mass event, and now into the convention center. This is the first full day at the actual National Youth Gathering. What are you seeing? Have any of you been to a National Youth Gathering like this before?
No.
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 Well, what are you seeing? What are you learning? What are you looking forward to today?
Well, I've never been on anything this scale, so that's a new experience for me, and I'm really looking forward to the whole thing. But I've also never really been to, like, a Christian mass gathering either. So that's another new thing for me.
What was it like? Did you go to the stadium last night for the mass event?
I did.
What was it like being in the stadium with about 20,000, 22,000 other people?
It was insane to think that we're all gathered there for the same purpose, to worship God.
How about you guys? Mass event last night.
I kind of agree with Amber. Sometimes it's easy to forget that there are so many people in the U.S. and even China that are Christians like us, and it's really cool to be able to see them all in one place and be reminded of that.
Judy?
Also, like, we were sitting on the floor, and then looking back, like, the whole stadium, like, the half of the stadium was, like, filled, and it was, like, crazy to see all the people. Like, they all come for the same purpose to here, and it's just crazy.
What about navigating Minneapolis compared to navigating Shanghai, getting around Minneapolis? The differences or similarities?
Well, the skyways are a unique feature of Minneapolis. We haven't been on any yet, but we're walking down the streets. You can see them all over the place.
What are the skyways for our listeners?
Well, the skyways are a series of, like, interconnecting sky bridges throughout Minneapolis that you can walk through if it's raining, if it's snowing, or if it's just cool.
Or 5 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It's not that today, but they are great. They connect us all, connect a lot of the buildings here, so you can get around and enjoy. Taking the light rail, I gather. Have you guys been on the train yet?
No.
No? Just lots of walking around
yeah.
Minneapolis. Excellent. So you've got a few days ahead of you. Now, the time that this broadcast, the National Youth Gathering will be over, but any highlights or any events that you're really looking forward to going to, any of the speakers that you're really looking forward to hearing?
Because I like basketball, mm-hmm. and one of the session, there's a basketball player from the NBA, he's going to be on one of the sessions, so I'm looking forward to go on that and listen about his story.
Very good. Anybody else? Something you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the informational sessions on the whole, just being able to learn a lot more about God and how it applies to us as teenagers.
Very good.
There's a lot of sessions that's, especially for some anxieties or doubts that you might have towards Christianity as a whole, and I'm looking forward to seeing those to, help mm-hmm. help me as a whole.
Very good. Chris, what are you looking forward to most?
You know what? I'm just looking forward to them going to all those sessions and then being able to talk to them about it and hear about their experiences, the way they're growing, the new questions they have. I think that all of that will be a wonderful opportunity that we can just really spin into our lives at Concordia Shanghai. And so I'm really looking forward to, the conversations we can have about it.
Very good. Very good. We have more students here to meet.
We do? Yeah, let's get them in here. Let's
all
get
right.
them in here, yeah.
Well, let's get some more students in to talk with. Who do we have down here?
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Aaron, nice to meet you, Aaron. And tell me a little bit about being a student at Concordia International School of Shanghai.
It's fun.
What grade?
I'm in eighth grade, moving up to ninth.
Very good, very good. What do you what do you enjoy studying at Concordia International School?
I like science a lot, so I'm probably going to go more towards that.
Very good, very good. And who do we have next?
I'm Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. And tell us about yourself being a student at Concordia International School.
Well, I'm a rising senior, mm-hmm. and I will say that, in Concordia, we have a lot of fun, studying, and then enjoy, being student in Concordia. Also, all of us, participate in a lot of, activities, so I think it's really fun. It's a great experience.
Very good. And who do we have here?
Hey, I'm Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Yeah. I've been at Concordia for 4 years now. And I'm also a rising senior.
Very good. Very good. What do you love studying at Concordia?
I like psychology and foreign languages, Spanish.
So is this a first national youth gathering for all of you as well?
Yes,
yep.
It is.
What did you think coming into the stadium last night with nearly 20,000 people?
It was just wow.
Overwhelming.
A lot of people.
Yeah. Speechless.
Yeah. It's definitely really overwhelming because, it's literally a lot of people. And,
anything that you're looking forward to here at the gathering in Minneapolis? Are there special events or any speakers you're looking forward to hear?
I'm looking forward to just, reading the session titles and everything about it. It was, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And also, after experiencing the opening mass event last night, I'm, more excited to go into the mass events every day.
I'm just looking forward to, meet people from all over the world, and know more about, my faith and, my beliefs, I guess.
I'm just excited to meet people from around the area.
Very good. Very good. Did you have Bible study already this morning? You guys went to Bible study this morning?
Yep.
Excellent. What did you – give me one or two takeaways that you learned in Bible study this morning.
Even though there will be times of trouble and hardship, we have Jesus there as our refuge.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I know that you guys have lots more to encounter here. This is really, for you, the first full day at the gathering, so lots of things to explore here in the convention center. So thanks for making some time for us to share your story here on the Coffee Hour. Chris, thank you so much for bringing your students today. God's blessings on your travels as you guys head back after the gathering.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank
You're listening
you.
To the Coffee Hour from the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Bye.
Did you know that your individual retirement account may make the best gift to KFUO? The IRS now allows individuals 70 and a half or older to transfer their required minimum distribution directly to charity and avoid paying the associated income tax. These gifts can provide regular long-term resources to KFUO. If you have questions about making an IRA gift to KFUO, call me, Mary, at 314-996-1518. We'll send a representative out to help answer your questions and help you establish a legacy of giving to your favorite radio station, Worldwide KFUO.
Hello, this is Dr. Dale Meyer. Have you heard Concordia Seminary's program, Word and Work and Intersection? Every week, you can hear it on KFUO Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time. We visit with many interesting guests about how the Word of God applies to their daily vocations and ministries. Be sure to tune in, and may the intersection of Word and work be busy on your corner.
Here is what our listeners are saying about KFUO Radio.
KFUO has been a part of the family, in a sense, for many, many, many years. We stayed home and listened to KFUO, and we loved doing that. Really appreciate all the work that goes into everything that you do here. For so many people to be able to hear the gospel, what a blessing that is.
To leave a message on the KFUO comment line, call 314-996-1542. Worldwide KFUO.
On Monday's Law and Gospel, hosted by me, Tom Baker, we will be continuing our study of readings for the Sundays of Pentecost. Our goal is to find a Law and Gospel theme that will bring comfort not only to the radio audience, but to those with whom you speak.
Listen to Law and Gospel weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
I'm Kurt with Bethesda, and you're listening to KFUO Radio. Quest for you anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We are at the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And such a delight to have the opportunity to meet so many students, 22,000 youth and adults from across the LCMS and partner churches here at the Convention Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So they had the opportunity today to meet students from Hong Kong International School. And so excited to sit down and talk with you all. Let's learn more about our students at Hong Kong International School. We'll start right here. Andrea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, nice to meet you. Tell us a little bit about what year you are at Hong Kong International School.
I'm going to be a junior in the fall.
Very good. Excellent. And what do you enjoy studying at Hong Kong International School?
I really enjoy sciences. I also like to dance outside of and inside of school.
Very cool. Very good. And up next we have Kimmy.
Hi.
Hi, Kimmy. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what year you are at Hong Kong International School.
So I actually just graduated from Hong Kong International School.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. I really was into music. So that is my passion. That is what I want to pursue in college. So that was pretty awesome. And I had a great community of singers and musicians around me.
So what's next then, now that you've graduated?
I'm going to Bowdoin College in Maine. So I'm going there for music. I'm going to do some exploration in, like, economics, psychology. Not really sure. I'm undecided as of right now.
But on to college next. Very
yes,
good.
Yes, on to college.
Very good. And Emmy?
Like Andrea, I, too, enjoy the sciences, and I also love doing drama. So that's also what I want to keep doing in high school because I'm going into ninth grade.
Very good. Very good. And let's see. Who up? We have... Is it Ellie? Is that right?
Yes.
I wrote down notes, but I wrote them very quickly. Ellie, it's a joy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm going to be a senior this fall. And at HKS, there was such an amazing drama program that I got to be part of. And the teachers there were amazing. They really helped me out with my studies and education.
Very good. And you said you're going to be a senior?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you all are at the National Youth Gathering for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Did you go to the Mass event last night? Did you make it to that?
We did.
What did you think about that, walking into the stadium with about 20,000, 22,000 other people? What did you think?
I would say it was a little overwhelming. We did get there early, though, so yeah. It was definitely like a suspenseful thing where we were like, when is everyone going to show up? And for me, the highlight was definitely the Toby Mac concert at the end, because that was when everyone was screaming and there was just like music pumping. It was pretty awesome.
And it was kind of late, too. So
it was, yeah.
How about anybody else? What did you think?
Well, I loved meeting new people and just bonding together through the music at mm-hmm. the Toby Mac concert. That was just my highlight of this trip so far, and I'm really excited to go to the following concerts.
Is this the first time in Minneapolis for all of you?
It's not for me. I was looking at colleges.
Okay.
Yeah, colleges.
So what do you think of Minneapolis compared to life in Hong Kong?
I think it's a lot more, like, environmentally friendly, because we have like buses and trains and cars, but there's a lot of bikes out here and scooters, so I thought that was really cool, and a lot of green space too.
You mentioned bikes. There are bikes like on every corner that you can basically rent a bike. You can borrow a bike and hop on it and travel, you know, halfway across the city, and then jump on a train or walk as well. What are you looking forward to most here at the National Youth Gathering? Any speakers or other things that you're looking forward to attending while you're here at the gathering?
For me, I was pretty open going mm-hmm. into this gathering. I don't really know the speakers or really what's going to happen. I'm just really, really excited to meet new people. And I went to the National Youth Gathering with Ellie here 3 years ago as well in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And we had an amazing time meeting new people. And we still are in contact with some of them now, so we're very excited for that.
So this is your second National Youth Gathering. You got to manage to fall right in that window, so you could do it twice.
So
that's
awesome.
Great. Excellent. So Bible study, did you make it to Bible study this morning?
Yes.
Anybody make
it
to Bible study this morning? You're like, I'm not sure, I'm not awake yet. Yes, you did. You're tired from last night.
Yeah.
And lots of speakers and other events lined up for the next few days as well. Well, there are a few things here. Have you had a chance to walk around the convention center yet? Or is this your first thing in the convention center? You came straight here?
First thing.
So you can probably hear and see a number of things going on around us. Right behind us, axe throwing, not real axes. That seems to be, axe throwing is really becoming popular here in the U.S. What about in Hong Kong? Is that popular in Hong Kong? No,
not really.
Not a sport in Hong Kong right now.
No. Not for now.
Well, there are servant events. Will you get to participate in any servant events, do you know, while you're here? Not sure? None this time?
I don't think, yeah.
Well, there are lots of things, lots of opportunities to serve, even here in the convention center as well. Yeah. What about some of the restaurants in the Minneapolis area? Have you tried any new restaurants while
you're
here?
We went to
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
The
we
highlight
were comparing
of
it to Subway.
The highlight of American cuisine.
Yes.
We all are fantastic. So what's up next for you on the schedule today after this? Do you know?
More sessions, just wandering around here in the rec area.
Going with the flow.
Any particular sessions you're looking forward to today? Do you know what you're even signed up for?
No. I think the improv one. I'm excited for improv session.
Yeah.
Same for me.
Is that with the skit guys, maybe?
Yeah,
I think so.
Very good. Well, how long? So you get to be here for the National Youth Gathering, then you have a long flight back to Hong Kong?
Yes.
How long of a flight is it?
It's about 15 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little bit of a trip, but you'll probably sleep most of the time because you'll be tired from the all your days here at the
National Youth Gathering. Yeah, that's the trick. You just sleep the whole time.
Well, just about ready to wrap up. Do we want to give Alec an opportunity to say hi here as well? Alec's hiding out in the corners. Well, Emmy will hand her headset over. Oh, we have more? Okay, we have some more students. We can have some more students jump in as well.
Yeah.
All right, welcome, guys.
Hello.
Alec, nice to meet you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What year are you at Hong Kong International School?
I'm going to go into sophomore year this year. And about myself, well, most of the time I'm at home gaming, not gonna lie, and I like singing, I like doing math, I guess. I'm not that much of an interesting person, I'm not gonna lie.
What do you find most interesting or most challenging about Hong Kong International School?
Most challenging? I don't feel like there's that much of a challenge. It's just the fact that I guess we're, which has already been stated, we're 15 hours away. We're a bit far from America, and I guess having family here, it's kind of difficult to be able to talk to them all the time, and having friends here as well, you know. You have only a certain amount of time where you can talk to them, and that's most of the time in the morning.
And who do we have here?
I'm Tyra. I'm a rising junior at Hong Kong International School.
Very good. And what do you like studying in Hong Kong International School?
I really like studying humanities, mm-hmm. so like English, history, stuff like that.
Pretty good. What do you find most challenging about your studies at Hong Kong International School?
What I find challenging is like the competitiveness, the competitive nature of Hong Kong International School. Everyone there is super competitive over grades, and sometimes that can be really stressful.
Stressful? Is it ever motivating?
It can be motivating, which is good, I guess. Yeah.
You guys are at the LCMS National Youth Gathering and an opportunity to meet roughly 20,000 other people while you're here. What did you think of the mass event last night in the stadium?
Well, it was breathtaking, really, just being able to look up at 20,000 other like-minded youth and just a really positive, great environment. So a really good experience.
I thought it was really cool being able to turn around, you know, because we were in the floor area, being able to turn around and just see everyone dancing and everything like that. That was just awesome. All the lights going on, stuff like that.
Were you guys part of the, were you guys carrying any flags last night too?
Part
of the crowds carrying flags as well at that part of the mass event? Well, outstanding. What are you guys looking forward to at the gathering over the next few days? Anything else that you guys are looking forward to?
Well, I'm particularly looking forward to, you know, meeting new people and interacting with them, especially from different areas of the country or different countries, mm-hmm. and just being able to listen to their stories and share mine and get to know them better.
Very good. Alec?
I'm looking for all the sessions, honestly. I want to be able to hear a lot of the different opinions and viewpoints about how other people have and a lot of the leaders. I think a lot of them sound interesting. You know, there's so many few little sessions, you know.
So many sessions here at Real Present God, the LCMS National Youth Gathering of 2019. Sitting down to talk with the Hong Kong International School students. Thank you so much for being my guest on the Coffee Hour. It was a pleasure to talk with you all. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
I'm
Andy Bates. You're listening to the Coffee Hour on KFUO.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.